Cindy Allen joins us from Jackson College, sitting in for Dr. Fallon.
Good morning, Greg.
Today. How are you?
I know. I walked in and you should have seen your face. I'm like, weren't you expecting
Cindy
me?
Allen
and you're
show.
Like, no. Yeah, we have to be good because I'm sure he's listening. He's actually at Detroit Metro right now. And he has
they're all listening at Metro.
They are, I'm sure. Yeah, we're probably on Sirius XM over at Detroit Metro.
Well, you got the Potter Center back up and rolling.
We do. Did the big grand reopening, opened up our season. Of course, most of this was everything that has been booked for the last 18 months that we kept moving. And then last Saturday, the symphony opened out there. So it was nice. I mean, the front of it is gorgeous and, the seats inside are so comfortable and it's not purple anymore, although I love the purple for about 20 years. And,
what color is it?
It's kind of a really dark red. Okay. The seats and then the carpet kind of has that weave with that color in it. The curtains have been changed out. Obviously, we had a lot of painting we had to do. I didn't do any of it. and then we got the railing down the center aisles that we've been, asked about for years. Can you please do that? It really was almost impossible to do it while we had the current seats in there. So once we got the remodel, and Jason Valenti did a great job of bringing forward some donors to help pay for the seats and the carpet, it was nice. I think I ended up losing maybe 60 seats off the main floor because obviously we had to widen the aisles to put the rail down the middle, but it doesn't block any views, and it's nice. It's gorgeous. So
really, almost a complete overhaul, really.
It really is. I mean, the president and I were on stage and welcomed everyone back. And it was funny because as soon as he said, you know, we did the railings down the center aisles, we got applause. So, yeah, that's nice. And also the side door when you come in for a handicap seating, there really is a platform there now for people to wheel in from the side door and then a companion seat next to it. So, yeah, we got a lot of things fixed all at the same time. Very happy.
What big shows do you have coming up?
Well, again, we kind of moved our shows from before. So, I mean, we have like a electric Christmas show. We have the sister show coming back, which probably is going to have to move into the music hall. The catechism thing. Yeah, we usually do it in the smaller theater, but we still don't have a transformer over there yet. So we'll probably have to try to make it cozy in the music hall, which is fine. We love retrofitting and changing things on the fly and being creative and making things work. So it'll be great. Some of these are tours that were going to go out a year and a half ago. One's called Drumline. So we've got some cool stuff coming up. Honestly, with the grand reopening, I wanted to spend some significant money and bring in some bigger names. We're still going to do that down the road. But right now, we're still trying to move people around and allow some space in between seats so everyone feels comfortable. And obviously can't do that when I need to pretty much sell out the hall in order to make some of the stuff work that's on the docket for us.
I imagine you're running into a lot of shows that are they're staying home.
Well, they definitely did last year.
Yeah.
People are definitely hungry right now, and they want to get back out on the road, but they want to do it in a safe fashion. Mm. So, you know, we've done a lot of benchmarking and obviously trying to make sure that the crews that load in shows, you know, mask and what that looks like. And, you know, a lot of the artists, of course, are not allowing any kind of a meet and greet because they don't want anything up close. So, and merchandising, you know, everything is just changing a little bit, but everyone's trying to figure out how to make it work. We print some programs, but then QR codes are big, right? Everybody loves that. Not really. But, you know, using your phone to download the program and see what's going on. But it all works. And it's just our new reality, at least for right now. And I don't see it really going backwards.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to adjust and move forward.
So the college is open. How open is it?
We're open. I mean, we still have a checkpoint just to do a temperature check and mm-hmm. go from there. But yeah, we had a nice banquet out there in the dining room last weekend. We've got weddings for the next two Saturdays, a number of people booking, coming out and seeing the facility. So it's open. I think we have about 135 students living in housing. And I know there's another 15 or 20 that are on a waiting list to move in mid-semester. So that's still a possibility. Right now, I think 3 of our tiny homes are occupied out of 6. We're open. We're open. We're allowing, obviously, a number of seniors and parents and groups to come out and tour the campus.
So is it mask optional, or how's that working?
Outdoors, as long as you're social distancing, no masks are required. But even employees, I mean, I have mine here. Even employees, if I get up and go out to talk to somebody else in the office or down the hall or anything, it's mask on as you're moving around. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're down in the dining room eating, mask off once you're at the table, but you get up and forget silverware or napkins, which I do all the time, and there's mask back on and off you go.
So what are you seeing for numbers, Cindy, as far as the student population?
Actually, our student population, the head count, our new students coming in was a little bit higher than it was last year. We were able to get back into the prison facilities, which was a big deal. We were able to pull something off last year, which was kind of an online version for them with their own system there. So we had some really great faculty have worked really hard to get their materials in a fashion where they could, you know, allow students to continue. And so that's picking back up where we can get back inside again. So that's helpful. But yeah, programs are strong. Sports management, I mean, I was excited when we had our commencement in September. We actually had students who were graduating from our sports management program already, and that's a newer program for us. Mm-hmm. So that was exciting. And yeah, our dual enrollment numbers are up. So again, a number of very smart kids and counselors and principals who are encouraging the students to dual enroll so they can pick up a number of college credits while we're still in high school and save them and their parents a lot of money.
Are kids taking full advantage of that?
There always could be more, but it definitely is catching on, and it certainly makes more sense even financially for the high schools to offer those advanced classes and not have to pay a teacher to teach those on their campus. So that's always been a great deal, and I think everyone's kind of figuring out as much as you can help push the student along quicker in their journey to get their college education, I think the more successful they're going to be at hitting their goals.
More and more kids want that four-year experience, and you can give some of those students that experience.
We absolutely can. I mean, it's a nice trade-off. You know, their kids aren't going away real far away, but the kids are close enough to home that, you know, they're not going to get too terribly homesick, but mom's not going to be popping in daily on them either. But, yeah, and with the sports program, it's so robust, and our student life program, we have a lot of fun things for the kids to do on campus. And, you know, meet a lot of lifelong friends, hopefully, but a lot of wraparound services as well to make sure that the students are doing the work that they need to do and getting tutoring or any help if they need it to make sure that they can continue on. And
so we touched on the excavation work going on out there right now.
Yes.
With the baseball, softball.
Yeah.
How's that coming along?
You know, it just seems like, I mean, we might as well just have bought the excavation equipment because it seems like it's always out on our campus. But that's exciting, right? Because that's new stuff and new things are being updated. And so, yeah, it moved from the front of Potter Center.
I love it.
They moved from the front of Potter Center over to the fields.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Jim Jones is doing a great job of getting people out there and getting the cement poured and as much as we can here this fall so that we have you know, new dugouts and new fields for softball and baseball and soccer. And I know that our advancement office, Jason and his people, are out in the community as well, trying to finish off the funding for that to get some lights put up. How cool would that be, Greg, to be
Fabulous.
Able to go out there and open it up to the community? And I just think it would be amazing to be able to go out there and sit on bleachers and watch,
yeah.
you know, some games at night. And, yeah, to enjoy our campus even more.
What else? Anything else going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
people
a million,
need to know about?
A million and one things. Think, quick. Yeah, I just said our students are doing really well, and we're getting ready to go to we have a board planning session that's coming up a week from Friday so that we can get some more direction from the board and updates on things that we're currently doing. And then right after that, our leadership team will have our own retreat for a couple of days. a lot of fast moving parts, like every organization too in town. You know, we're down some heads and we're constantly trying to bring in some new talent and stuff, and it's definitely stretching a lot of people at this point in time. We have plenty of work to do and need a few more bodies. So if there's anyone out there interested in joining this amazing Jackson College team, I would encourage you to go to our website and see what's available and, you know, see if you rise to the top to join this amazing college.
And sign up for classes.
Yeah, you can sign up for classes. You can come out to entertainment. You can come out and see the kids play next spring, and we have all these great things going on. Come out and see some of the great entertainment. And I would encourage anyone to, any businesses, to reach out to schedule events out there. We have amazing food service, and they've done a really great job of cooking everything fresh from scratch, their own recipes. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, our employees have enjoyed it thoroughly, including me, probably too much. And then, yeah, a lot of our banquets and so forth. It is exceptional.
So you have a tiny house out there available?
Yes.
If I get kicked out?
If you're a full-time student.
Oh, I got to be a full-time student?
Well, yeah, but
how about an ex-student?
Well, we probably will have to take a look at your record,
from the
and we'll
early
have
70s.
To we'll have to run it by disciplinary to see if you're allowed back on campus. Well, of course you're allowed back on. You just got the Distinguished Service Award. You knew I was going to work that into this.
Get back, but
well, it depends. What name did you use back then?
Yeah. I had a couple.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Cindy Allen from Jackson College.